Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Yeah, Holly Thomas wrote an article on CNN.com that was headlined, Louis C.K.'s Parkland joke is what happens when comedy fails. It was weird. I listened to it, and I thought, geez, this guy's already in trouble for some sexual problems. And I listened to the thing that they released. Somebody recorded these jokes about the Parkland shooting and the kids, and it was very strange to me. Let's see. Speaking of strange, our good friend, Drive Hall of Famer comedian Johnny Steele is weighing in with us. How you doing, buddy?
Great. I'm a little disturbed that you called me on to talk about a subject of when comedy fails.
Well, whenever we see something that says comedy fails, we think of you.
Immediately. Hey, get Johnny on this. Nobody knows more about how to make comedy fail than our regular guest, Johnny Steele. Come on. Tell us about sucky comedy that blows. Can you do that? Because you seem to be a master at it. Come on now. You have a PhD in blowy comedy, right? That's right, Steve.
Oh, you're man.
Wait, cut it. Are we on the air?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Which camera are we on?
Look at camera two. The lights should be on there.
I'm on it. There
you go. Right, so what do you think? I mean, you heard the jokes that he was saying at that gig. I mean, why go there, Louis?
Why go there is a good question, especially in light of the fact that he had to sort of know after his last little sort of dust-up that, you know, he's sort of going to be under the microscope for a while.
Yeah, and right.
You know, I tell you, the one thing I'll say in his defense, and I'm not really defending his comments because I think they're kind of ridiculous, is, you know, he's a guy who's sort of been rewarded for going up to that line. You know, there's that line in comedy. And guys like Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan, they don't do that. Their humor is designed for, you know, some 13-year-old kid and their parents, really, from Wikia. That's what they're, you know, that's what they're designed for. It's like, hey, I went to a birthday party yesterday, so I needed to go to a card shop to buy a card. That's, you know, that's their humor. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. That's their humor. Mm-hmm. Other comics, Roseanne Barr, got in trouble a little bit ago. They've often been irreverent, outspoken, you know, challenging norms and whatnot. Problem is, those norms change constantly. Robbie Slayton had years ago was upset about the fact that, you know, certain people seem to be allowed to say anything on stage, yet other people would get in trouble for saying something much more benign. And he had, do you remember the joke? I hope we don't get in trouble here, but he said, you know, black people can make a movie called, you can make a movie called White People Can't Jump. But if you dared to make a movie called Black People Can't Shut Up in the Movie Theater, your career would be over. And it's true that who can say what changes constantly. And it's really, in the last couple of years, I've seen more change and more sort of people's careers ruined. Look at Roseanne Barr. I mean, she was always sort of outspoken and irreverent. Remember years ago when she sang the national anthem in like San Diego or somewhere, mm-hmm, football game, and mm-hmm, she screeched it, and everyone yelled and screamed, and she apologized briefly, and everything.
And she grabbed her crotch and spit.
Yeah, exactly. And then so that was sort of a little bit of a dust up, and then some say maybe a PR move, and that's just Roseanne, you know. And then, you know, things went back to normal. And then more recently, she made a joke where saying somebody, you know, and it was really, to me, a political joke, because Roseanne is kind of libertarian, right-wing, back-of-the-bus, crazy aliens walk among us stuff, you know. That,
yeah.
Yeah. And so she said somebody looked like a cross between ISIS and Planet of the Apes had a baby. And, you know, and then all of a sudden, there was all this hoopla about it. And she lost her show, and 130 people were fired. And a lot of people said, well, isn't that a bit excessive? She came out afterwards and said, hey, look, I'm on meds. I've always been crazy. I am crazy. I'm on meds. I apologize. We go up to the line a lot. Now we go over the line. I'm paraphrasing what she said, but that's more or less what she said. And that answer wasn't acceptable. And it's weird because meanwhile, Chris Rock, at roughly the same time, opened his Netflix special with something along the lines of, I hope to see cops shoot some white kids for a while so I can see white moms on the news crying about their lost child. Mm. Everyone said, well, that's horribly offensive. But he didn't lose his Netflix special. And so it's, as you can see, it's great. Who could make fun of whom and what's off, you know, what's acceptable and what's not,
yeah,
changing nightly. And just one quick last tip here for people is, usually when you're saying these things, you're saying them in a nightclub where you've had a drink and everyone else has had a drink, and everyone's sort of looking for a little edginess. The lights are down. And so, you know, then you drag these things out into the broad light of day. There's a lot of things, you know, like sausage and laws and a video of your arm surgery that you don't want to see in the broad light of day. And when they are drug out into that place, it's kind of nasty. So it's a tough call, and the landscape and the rules are changing constantly. But a friend of mine who's a business guy said years ago, the main reason businesses fail is they weren't able to see that the rules of the game have changed. And that's true for comics, too. I mean, you've got to say, hey, Louis C.K. is a, whatever he is, 50-some-year-old whitish-looking guy. He's already got one demerit against him, at least. So he's got to be really careful about coming out and doing something like that. Steve Jackson can come out and do a whole routine like that. Nobody would care. Up in the Santa Rosa Wiki up area. But,
okay, yeah, all right. Listen, I'm a fan of Louis C.K., and he can say whatever he wants. The audience in that clip were cracking up big time. They were laughing at all this stuff.
Sure.
I thought it was weird, but he can do whatever he wants, and I'm not going to say anything against him. However, the fact that he was already in trouble, I mean, why go there, which is what I asked you at the beginning of this segment. Louis, why go there at this point?
You know, the only thing I can say is he seeks the thrills. You know, I mean, a lot of comics, after you learn how to do it, how to get up there, then something else becomes exciting for you. You know, when you're young, it's getting chicks or getting the gig, or then later on it becomes maybe you've got some philosophies you want to espouse. Or then later on maybe the adrenaline rush isn't as big anymore because you've done it a million times and there's no real risk. So you want to take a risk and see if you can get this across. I see comics say that. You think you can get away with that? You think you can get away with that joke? So that might have been it. You know, I don't know, but... But I'll just, in his defense, I'll say this also. Steve Jackson is on the air, what, 3 hours every day, 5 days a week?
Yeah, I don't know how I do it.
Nobody, yeah, well, yeah, you're not sober for all of it, clearly, but still you're on the air. That's the important thing. And the problem with it is most people in their jobs, the guy at the post office, the guy who drives the Uber, the guy who works at the factory, nobody has a microphone in front of their mouth every second so that everything they say is dissected. And, I mean, we used to make fun of old President George W. Bush, and you remember the great days when Bush was the Republican president?
Oh, I miss him so much. I miss him so much.
Yeah, oh, good Lord. But, you know, he often said stuff that looked stupid, and it looked stupid in print, and I was never one to defend him. But as a guy who teaches speaking and knows a little bit about speaking, I know this, that you speak differently than you write. And so you speak in fragments, and if you take a conversation or even a little rant that somebody does and you put it in print, it looks crappy. And so my point is that when people say things and they've got a camera in their mouth in front of their face or a microphone in their mouth day and night, they're going to say, I mean, look at your quarterback of your local football team. Sweet Jesus, probably 40% of the time he screws up, you know, and you're not allowed to do, you know, one thing wrong in this business, one thing. I mean, I've got a lot of jokes, you know, that over the years and that were considered pretty benign. I'm not a bigoty guy. I'm just a guy who's a clown who makes fun of everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, more and more people are, you know, I had a joke about the Jewish Community Center, how I was a member for years. I didn't care about Judaism. It's just they had a great basketball court. And, hey, they're Jews. They ain't using it. These people are great at finance and banking and running business, but they suck at the hoop. So I kick Hebrew ass every Friday, noon to one. And, you know, and for years, everyone laughed, and now everyone says, can you still do that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, can a Gentile guy make fun of a Jew? Maybe if you're under 30, but it really has come to this. It's like, what's your race and your age and your gender and what's the joke? And it's you know, once again, I'm with you. Why would he say such a thing? I do not know.
No, but, and if you missed it, folks, this video or this audio was leaked.
Audio clip.
Yeah. Audio clip leaked to YouTube. And he basically was mocking the survivors of the Parkland High School shooting. And it was pretty brutal. I mean, I listened to it and I went, oh, God. Louis,
sure.
What?
And, you know, the other thing is, you know, we get this a lot, and I sometimes fall victim to this. Shouldn't you turn your comedic skills on more worthy subjects, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's plenty of wrongdoing and corporate greed and everything else and political malfeasance that you maybe should turn, rather than some poor kid whose life was forever altered because some horrific event happened at his school.
Right, exactly.
And some of his kids, you know, were horribly murdered. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but on the other hand, again, back to the point, You know, I mean, convert, you know, and then just put it this way. If there was a recording, there on a number of different occasions, there could have been a recording of a conversation in the back of a Hop Monk Tavern in Sonoma between Johnny Steele and Steve Jackson, and two careers would have ended.
You're right. And we've had our nights, haven't we, though?
Let's be frank. Maybe it's cold outside. You got to be kidding me. That's like three blind mice compared to some of the stuff you and I talked about.
Exactly. Okay, listen, we're short on time, but I need you to promote the big fat year-end kiss-off. You still got a couple gigs up here, right?
Yes. Real quick, it has been fabulous. You know what we finally figured out? If you wait until your audience is retired, they can come out any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
and the kids have moved out, and they're on pensions now, so they have plenty of money. So we have sold out nearly every show. The audiences have been absolutely incredible. Last night at the Throckmorton, sold out.
Great.
Incredible. But we started at the Hop Monk in Novato. Incredible. One night off tonight because Durst is old. And then tomorrow we go to Alameda, but then we come up your way. We do Friday at the Sebastiani in Sonoma, and then we head across your way, and we go up to the Raven on Saturday night in Healdsburg. And so those are two great theaters, and we love those shows. And you really should come out. Durst is at the top of his game. I'm as scattered and crazy and improvisational as always. A couple of good sketches. And it's really cathartic for people who are sick of what's happening in politics and in the world, and it's kind of fun, and we will not make fun of any Parkland survivors.
No, you won't. Guaranteed. No. Yeah. The great Johnny Steele, longtime dear friend and Drive Hall of Famer. Catch him with Will Durst and all the others at the annual Big Fat Year End Kiss-Off Tour coming to Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma and the Raven in Healdsburg this week. Johnny, thanks, buddy. Happy New Year. We'll talk soon.
Likewise, brother. Be well. See ya.
All right.